Hello.
Now we're recording.
Now we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Let's do it.
Hey, I capoed up.
Do you remember the song this time? That's the most important part.
I can't promise that.
All right, well.
When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
That was a little high for me.
Yeah.
That was hard.
I just had the capo on there. I left it on. That's a big no-no. I left the capo on.
Capo. That's for people out there that don't know what that is. It's a like a metal finger that holds all the strings down.
I'm giving my guitar the middle finger.
That's a great metal band name.
Metal finger?
Metal finger. or like a good Bond villain.
Right.
I am metal finger.
Oh, by the way, let's see. What's the guy?
Oddjob.
No,
Dr. No.
Who's the one? The coach in, or the guy in the front office in Philadelphia.
I don't know.
That had the. Oh my God! There's a. He might get fired. There's a thing going on about...
It's about too many...
The tweets that his wife sent.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was Caroline. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know what the thing is. I just know... I heard a couple jokes about it. I don't understand. He had more than one, Twitter account or something. Oh, they called him a burner account or something.
Yeah. Anyway, burner phones. I think that's a good name for a band.
What's that mean? That means you can just do whatever you want with it and throw it away, so nobody they can't tie it back to you.
Right. Supposedly.
So what's the point then? Why?
Because you
Yeah, so now you throw these thoughts out into the ether and they're irrelevant because nobody knows who the hell you are.
Yeah, you want to cast shade on somebody, so you you pull up this anonymous account. It's not coming from you. You're throwing nasty stuff out there. It's a waste of time.
It sounds like a cowardly thing to do.
It does. My, Josh, do you have...
Yeah, all right, we got two. I went...
Oh.
Do we want to do a listener suggestion or the one that I've just picked because it looked like it had a cool name?
Let's start with the listener suggestion.
Okay. So let me pull the email up. I thought this was a really good idea from Enrique Cuba. He said, big fan of the podcast, longtime sound listener. Anyway, here's one for you guys. Rock bands that have collaborated with breweries to make their signature brew, i.e. Iron Maiden's Trooper beer.
What?
So I went out and I got, I put them in a Hallmark bag too.
Nice.
I appreciate that.
Send your daughter to the slaughter.
Iron Maiden Trooper beer. Oh, sorry. Premium British beer, Robinson's Trooper from Cheshire, England. 4.7 alcohol. And this is a little over a pint.
Wow, that's pretty. Yeah, I got an opener.
The Charge of the Light Brigade inspired this beer. There's a whole thing on the back of it.
The poem or the actual?
I just read the first lines of The Charge of the Light Brigade. I'm like, yes, that's definitely something that Iron Maiden would be into.
It took place at the Battle of Balaclava.
Baklava.
And what year was that?
1854.
Oh, yeah. Bruce Dickinson is a badass.
He's
an airline pilot.
Yeah, he flies big planes.
He flies the 747 that Iron Maiden flew around.
He's like the good Harrison Ford. He can actually do it. He keeps the jumbo jets off the golf course.
He's like the John Travolta of the metal world.
Which I'm not sure anybody really wants to be. All right, it's a little darker your normal Pilsner.
I just did what you just did. Yeah, right? There's a little redness to it.
Yeah, it's almost like an amber. What kind of beer is it? Is it a Pilsner?
It says premium British beer from Cheshire, England. 4.7% alcohol, so really low alcohol. It does not... Really say.
Yeah. It's an Iron Maiden brew.
Yeah. Let's see what this is about.
Cheers.
Sure. Here you go.
I tried to get it colder. Yeah. Run to the hills. Woe to you, O earth and sea. It's not bad.
It's okay.
There's not much to it, though.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
This isn't very Iron Maiden-y. I was like, I was expecting some like balls to the wall beer. This is like,
it's only 4.7% alcohol for one, which is like Budweiser.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't be the first time Iron Maiden.
Who suggested
me down.
This?
Enrique Cuba. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Enrique.
Well, he suggested the idea of a rock band that has collaborated.
Oh,
and then,
I see.
And then gave this as an example.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think that was the only rock band that came out with the beer, is there?
Well, Kiss has their Rock and Brews restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
And do they brew at the restaurant?
I don't know.
Rock and Brews?
Does it still exist? Is their football team still around, or did that go
the LA
ass
Kiss
up already? The LA Kiss.
LA Kiss. I think that would tits
have
up.
You ever been to an arena football game?
Yes.
You have?
What was the one that Los Angeles had there for a while? In the
They had the XFL team with Tommy Maddox as a quarterback.
Yes.
The Los Angeles Extreme.
Yes, I went to an Extreme game.
Well, yeah. That was more legitimate football than like arena football.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
It was
Vince
at,
McMahon was the...
it was at Staples, right? Is that where they played?
No.
Is that where I saw him?
Saw him at Staples, then you saw... Was it indoors or outdoors?
It was indoors.
Then that's arena football. Okay. XFL was outdoors.
So what was the arena game that I saw? I thought it was the Extreme.
You probably saw the LA Kit. Well, did you go... Because
no,
they were sponsors.
Like, it was like 12 years ago, 14
right,
years ago.
I don't know. I lost track of my arena football
what was
teams.
Oh, by the way, Larry Morgan and Sam Farmer are on assignment. Who was Sam talking to? A player on an arena football team. And
that was for the XFL.
It was XFL.
Yeah, the guy was all really, dressed up as a mascot. Like,
no, the player.
Oh.
He's like, this is a really great team. He's like, okay,
no, you're wrong.
Am I wrong?
It was a fan that had like every piece of color and whatever. And he said, all right, turn around.
Turn your back to the field.
And
name,
tell him one player.
Player on the team.
Couldn't do it, yeah.
That's fantastic.
How you doing?
I'm dying slowly, bit by bit.
Aren't we all a little bit, though? I'm sure this beer isn't helping.
I think I'm a little bit further along than most.
Yeah?
I'm scheduled for an angiogram.
Okay.
They're going to go in, and so we've already, the hip. I've already gotten a shot of cortisone, and that's
how. What was that like?
Weird. Did we not talk about this? It was weird because
no, I don't think we. I think we talked about the diagnosis, but I don't think we. When did you do the shot? Was it like last week?
It
was after we podcasted.
Was
excuse me.
I guess it was it last week. I guess it was last week. No, it wasn't. It was 2 weeks ago.
Anyway, how big was the needle?
It was a foot long.
Oh, I am out. You know what?
From tip of the syringe
I would have just closed my eyes.
To the plunger, it was a foot long.
Did they numb you up at all?
Yeah, they spray the coal shit on you.
The same stuff they put on soccer players when they're rolling around the ground. Like, they come out and they just take their keyboard duster and spray them.
We blow on it.
Exactly. Oh, you must be really hurt. And then he gets up like 2 minutes later. He's sprinting down the field. Like, oh yeah, I'm sure you were really hurt.
Does it feel cold now?
I saw a great meme of like, I don't even know if it was a meme. It was just like a post on Facebook that like had two videos side by side of like soccer players getting hurt and hockey players getting hurt. And the guy on the hockey player like took a slap shot to the face. Blood gushing down his head, and then like skates off of the ice and goes and sits on the bench and just holds a rag on it. And then the soccer player, somebody like whispered at him, and he fell on the ground and literally was convulsing like electricity was going through his body. And people were just staring at him like, what the hell? So shot into your hip.
Yeah, it was weird because, first of all, I can feel it like going through the labrum or whatever. You feel that when they poke through the ligament.
Stop using all this. You're like poking it. And he's making the stabbing gesture while he's doing it. I can feel it.
He's like, ugh. He goes, and it's going to pass through. He goes, you'll feel this. And I'm like, yep. Yeah, I felt that. And so then the point of the needle.
Like pain or like?
No, just a sensation pressure. Of pressure, yeah. And he's like, okay. And at that point, the tip of the needle is in the ball joint, right? And he starts squeezing in the cortisone mixed with lidocaine, I guess. And he goes, you're gonna feel a little bit of pressure here. And it was the weirdest fucking thing because yeah. I felt like a little balloon blowing up between my hip and the ball of my femur where it was pushing it my leg down.
Was it like relieving some pain though?
It did.
You know what I mean? Like taking pressure off of the joint?
It immediately relieved pain, not because it relieved pressure in the joint, but because there's lidocaine in it.
Oh, okay.
So it numbs in there for the first day or so. And then hopefully that cushioning, that steroid, will take away the inflammation that's in there. And, you know, in the next couple of days.
You wouldn't be allowed to play in the NFL right now.
Oh, because I have cortisone in me?
Yep. Because you've got a steroid.
Oh, and the corticosteroids, do those count? Do those show up?
I don't know.
I'd have to think that they're allowed to get cortisone injections in the NFL. Otherwise, there wouldn't be anybody left.
I don't know though. I mean, I don't think they do. They
really?
I don't know. It's a good question. I thought it was like any type of. I mean, if you're not allowed to take like certain cough medicines because it has shit in it.
Yeah, but corticosteroids that are injected like that, I would think they have to allow injectables. Like that in the NFL. Otherwise, you know, you'd have people. There wouldn't be 1,400 players to play. you'd run out. Anyway, so that's it is what it is. I'm more pain some days than others. But the angiogram I go in for Tuesday.
Okay.
And I'm about to take hostages at this doctor's office. Couldn't get them to call me back in 8 days. Just trying to get this friggin' thing scheduled. And then I finally get it scheduled. And I'm supposed to have blood work done before I get it done. But then the scheduling nurse, she says she tried to call it in 3 times. I show up at Quest to get my blood work done twice this last week. And both times, we don't have anything. We don't have a fax. We don't have it. So finally, I call her. I'm like, are you sending it to the right place? Yeah, I'm sending it to the right place. Finally, she admits she doesn't know what tests I'm supposed to have.
Jesus.
And she can't find the doctor because he has the Friday off. And I'm like, for fuck's sake.
Right.
So I don't know if I won't have these tests done before I get my procedure done. I got my fingers crossed.
What is it? What do they do?
What's angiogram?
Yeah.
They're going to go in, hopefully through the wrist, and they go with a wire that goes,
scope.
A catheter, that goes up through the arm.
Up through like and a vein, into your heart?
Into the heart, and down in, and it can check, you know, not only in the heart, but then the arteries that supply the heart.
It's the same thing like when your sewer line is backed up and they run that camera down there. They want to figure out where they need to snake.
Yeah, exactly. and they'll go in there and because they're checking the arteries that supply blood to the muscle of the heart. Mm-hmm. And if they find one that's shut down.
Well, can they fix it right there?
They can put a stent in. They can, you know, reverse Chinese handcuffs.
Yeah.
They go in there this little mesh cylinder that expands and it keeps it open, and that like becomes part of the wall.
Is this also the thing that they can tattoo inside there?
I don't know.
Remember? Didn't you?
That's
say
my colon.
Yeah, but wonder if this thing could do the same thing.
I don't know.
Kilroy was here or something.
Josh loves Andy. So anyway, I get that done on, and the hope is that they find nothing, but they have to. I have an arrhythmia, so they have to shock my heart or kill part of my heart, you know, to get it right. But before they do that, they want to make sure that I don't have a widowmaker on the bottom of my heart.
It's rough around this house.
It is today.
And then Silas has got ear infection.
He has an ear infection. Got an ear infection last night. Ended up spending a couple hours at the urgent care on Friday night.
Good times.
And then yesterday morning, I wake up. My back goes out.
Oh.
just in almost all the way, but not quite. So I've just been.
Was it just like one of the? Is it like you just did something weird, or slept on it funky?
It could be stress.
No.
There's, you know, you have back problems, right?
I did.
Did you ever find that stress sometimes, you know, when you got a lot of shit going on?
I'm not lost weight, too, because I was a fat ass.
But that's...
I did a bunch of stretches. I can actually show you a couple. Is it like your lower back?
I've got the stretches. Okay. And
that helped a ton.
Trust me, I know them.
Okay.
But the thing... Okay, when I wake up in the morning and I feel like, oh, God, it's coming.
Yeah.
It's almost out. If I take a big dose of ibuprofen,
yep,
and do some cat cow stretches,
start drinking,
and start slugging back vodka. Now, if I do those two things, uh-huh, I can 8 times out of 10 stave it off, and I've kept it from being cataclysmic.
You know what I used to use that actually helped a ton when it was really bad?
Heroin?
That too. That's that little thing that Shaq always talks about.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo, Shaq. Shaq. I should hurt.
It's like the little electrical thing, right?
Put the electric patch on my back.
And you stick it, and it shocks.
Hey, yo.
Into the...
Shaq Diesel.
Shaq Al. Shaq Diesel.
Shaq Diesel.
Shaq Fu. You remember Shaq Fu? That was a Sega game. Did you play video games?
I did some.
Yeah?
Okay, in college, like 1990, I lived in a house where we smoked a lot of pot, drank a lot of beer, and played a lot of Nintendo,
yeah, exactly.
And you know, watched Scuds being fired into Tel Aviv.
Yep.
And we played Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah,
like all the time, because it was so Alice in Wonderland, trying to get the mushrooms and the princess.
Some version of Mario Brothers is constantly running at the Fleer house. Owen's got like every Mario game, and he just like he when we went to soccer, when he scores a goal, he does the Super Mario jump. Like he pumps one fist up in the air and he goes, "Let's go!" Like he's obsessed with Mario.
It's awesome.
But you know what game we used to love to just, you know, we'd get a little high and then just have like little mini tournaments? It was a Tecmo Bowl.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that was a great game.
I played around the turn of the millennium a lot of Madden.
Yes.
Keep doing that.
Yeah.
A lot of Madden and played Madden, you know, with neighbors, with friends, just about every day.
Did you? I got a part. There was a probably a good 3 years of my life where I like had to play it every day when I got the PlayStation 2 and you could play online.
Yes.
And that's when
it became. Did you have the headset?
Yes. And I felt like such a D-bag. Like I would never let anybody see me with the headset
playing
on.
Playing with some 14-year-old kid out of Oklahoma.
And he's glitching and you're like, stop it! Stop cheating! You run the same play all the time! And then you get like some like 12-year-old who's Mike Vick and he's running superhero circles around you and you're like, it's so unreal! You can't do that! Yeah, I quit that. And then when I realized, I'm like, you know, I've bought this game every year for like the last 15 years, and it's essentially a roster update.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just quit buying it. I was like, you know what? I'm getting too mad at this stupid game.
Madden is maddening.
Oh, yeah. It's so frustrating.
Well named. But that's about it for the video game tip for me.
My dad had Pong. The original Pong.
Oh, we had, ours was...
It wasn't Pong, but it was like a Sears knockoff.
Ours was, I think, made by, I want to say it was made by Coleco.
It was, ours, okay, was one unit, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, you didn't have you didn't have controllers. You had to, like, lay on the floor, and then there was a knob on the right, and the knob on the left, and then there was, like, that fake wood grain.
Yes! Yes!
Yes! And you had to, like, lay on the floor. And the best part about it is the audio didn't come from the TV. The audio came from the console. So it'd be like, ging, 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 ging.
You know, my favorite thing with that was... The only challenge after a while playing fucking Pong, I mean, let's be honest, was could you trap the little puck in the corner of the screen? Because if you went down there and you just at the very corner of the screen, you could trap it and it would go and it would just be vibrating.
Did you like pat like the little line, your paddle, or whatever you're called, your character, Pong? Did it shrink like every
your
couple?
Avatar.
I had to think that was your avatar. I'm going to go to Facebook and change my avatar to the Pong guy. It's just a white line on a black screen. And the ball was square. But white did it like shrink after like so many hits?
Oh, yeah. I think it got more. Well, I think you could have, weren't there levels?
I don't know. Once Pong came out, it got knocked off by so many different companies.
After a while.
They're like, this is hockey. No, that's just four sticks and a Pong ball.
The bar got shorter and the ball got faster.
Oh, yeah. I knew the ball got faster, but I don't know if the Pong. Yeah. No, you know what? Here's what it was. Okay, you remember there was like switches on there for the difficulty?
Yeah.
Well, like if you change it to hard, it just shrunk the paddle down smaller.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. No, I was saying like in mid-game, like every 10th time the square ball hit your avatar, it shrunk down. And the best part was like how many different versions of the same game they put on the machine and then just called it different names. Like one player Pong was called handball. And like then there's two player Pong, then there was hockey where it was like they just make up stupid. It's like it's the same game, you just call it, this is tennis, this is lawn
darts, squash,
highlight.
If it were politically correct to say it, that would be an avatard.
Oh,
which is a great name for a band if it were politically correct.
If it were I remember that thing, and then we didn't get. Did you get an Atari at all?
No, but my friend Brian Sizemore had one.
Oh, I always wanted one.
And I would go over to his house and play that all the time. Duck Hunt.
That's Nintendo.
What was Atari?
Atari is like Pitfall. There was Adventure. Remember, Adventure, another game.
It was Atari 2600, right?
Yeah, the Atari 2600. Adventure was a game where you were a square. You were a square and you moved around the map.
Wait, the Atari didn't have a...
No, that Duck Hunt was Nintendo, because it came out with the system. It was Duck Hunt. Remember, and you could get that stupid robot that came with it?
What else was there?
Robbie the Robot.
Missile Command?
That's Atari. I loved Missile Command.
Okay, so we played Missile Command and what else?
Remember how bad Pac-Man was on Atari? And do you remember, did you know like recently they found out that E.T. thing was true?
What?
That they, I don't know if it was Atari or, E.T. the game is the reason Atari like died, like the video game industry died until the Nintendo came out. Because they E.T. the movie came out and they had to get a game for the Atari, right? And it was so bad that this guy, they gave him like one guy like a month or two to...
They're all buried out in the
desert. That was the rumor, right?
Right.
Some guy made a documentary and they went out and dug them up and they were really there.
Yeah.
They actually pulled out like cartridges and in boxes and go, yep, this really happened. They produced so many of them, it was so bad they didn't know what to do and they just threw them in a dumpster, threw them in a landfill somewhere.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't have an Atari, but... I always wanted one. I got one when I was like 20. My brother mailed me one when I was like 23. And that would always seal the deal to get chicks to come back to our place. It would be hanging all night and they'd be like, hey, I got an Atari 2600 home. You want to come over? And they're like, shut up. And I'm like, I do. And I still got all the games. There was a store out in the valley. I forget what it was called, but it was like a mom and pop used video game store. And
is it the one at?
It's on Sherman Way.
Sherman Way in Lankershim.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they.
It's still open.
Yeah, it's totally still open. But I don't think they do it anymore. But this was before like there's now been kind of a classic video game rage.
Right.
And all that stuff's being bought up really, but back then it wasn't. And I used to go out there like every weekend with just like $30 and come back with like six new Atari games.
This is before you had children.
This is when we lived in Little Armenia. This is when I was the Duke of Little Armenia.
That's the name of your memoir.
I was.
Can I come over to your house and play Atari?
Atari? I have. You know what? You don't have to. Yeah, you can come over and play Atari. Hey, Cindy, Andy's coming over to play Atari, okay? We'll be upstairs with the Cheetos. You know what she got me one year for Christmas that was awesome? That
what?
I totally have to hook back up. A console that that plays Nintendo games.
Oh, yeah.
Super Nintendo games and Sega Genesis games.
That came out like a few years ago,
yeah, but
right?
I mean, it's not built into it. It's an actual console where you can plug the old cartridges into it.
Oh, awesome.
And it has all the ports for the original joysticks.
That's awesome.
So you can hook it up and then have all three consoles hooked up to your TV.
Nice.
And then yeah, I put that away because we have Owen and he wants the Wii now. We're a video game heavy household.
I have something for you.
Oh, good. Is it a good thing or bad thing?
Well, it depends on...
Is it better than this beer?
Who you're asking. Easily.
Okay, good. I love it.
I want everyone to witness what a good mood Josh is in this morning.
Why?
You're in a pretty good mood.
Andy, anytime I'm here, I'm always in a good mood.
Oh, that's nice. Well, you
unless
showed
I
up
see,
today.
Unless
I'm
like, I see a Circus Peanut or an Archie comic.
I said,
I get pissed off.
I said... Well,
ooh. Is this why you told me to stay out?
I stopped by the Dollar Tree.
Oh, no, you didn't. You got me Circus Peanuts, you ass. Are you going to eat one of these?
No.
Well, you have to. I'll
have
eat one.
To? All right.
This will fill me with rage. This will fill me with rage. These things suck so bad. Made with pride in the USA. No, you shouldn't. You people should punch yourself in the face. If you make Circus Peanuts, punch yourself in the face right now. Seriously, all right.
Oh.
Did I ever tell you? Yeah, I tell you what we used to microwave these and what happens to them, right? Turns into ceramic. I can't open them. You open them. I can't do them. I'm so mad.
Christ.
Ugh, banana food. Look at the hue of orange.
Here you go.
What color would you say that
here's
is?
One for you.
Stuck.
Oh my
together.
God, just the smell. The petroleum almost smell.
Squeeze it. It's like putty. It's like clay.
Right, I'm going to bite into it. Mmm.
Oh. Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
These things suck.
Yeah. Banana.
Yeah, and then it's like at the end it turns into like floury meal. It's like mealy. Yeah.
Sugar. Ground sugar.
Ugh.
Ground sugar? How come you taste so good? Yeah? Yeah? Yeah?
You can go ahead and share those with your family.
Hey, you want another one?
No, I'm good.
You want to take them home?
I'm
going to
drink those with beer.
No. Take one home to Owen?
No, I'm afraid if he likes them, then I'll have to disown them.
Mm. Oh, whoops. Let's see what's in it. Hey, it's a relatively short list of ingredients. First ingredient, sugar.
Second ingredient, sadness.
Second ingredient, corn syrup.
Despair.
Third ingredient, gelatin. Oh, good. There's horse bones in it.
Mm.
Then high fructose corn syrup.
So they have two different kinds?
Two different kinds of syrup and sugar. Suckers. And then yellow dye number 6 and artificial flavor.
Yeah.
There you go. Made in Janesville, Wisconsin.
And why are they got to be from the circus? Why are circus peanuts so awesome?
Well, let me just tell
you. Oh, I got an idea.
Josh?
Well, here's an idea for a name. Because there's orange banana-flavored peanuts at the circus. We'll just call them circus peanuts. Oh, that's a great idea.
Josh, since 1919, almost 100 years.
Is there a history?
Meister?
Burgermeister? Meisterburger?
Is it Meister or Meister?
You know who that's from?
Yes. Meister. It's Meister. Meister Candies has been a family favorite
at
holidays, special occasions.
Meister Candies.
And as an everyday treat.
Nope. Meister Candies, you burn down.
Proudly.
Somebody burn down Meister
Proudly
candies.
Made in the U.S. No, don't.
Oh, yeah.
Don't incite violence.
Well, just wait till we're all done.
Proudly made in the USA, Meister Candies continues to produce the candy that Americans like Josh love. From our factory to your table. Made with pride in the USA. There you go. Best Buy, the November 16th, 2018. These are good. These are good through Halloween.
Interested in some candy that'll make you angry? Here, have a circus peanut.
Did that
thanks.
For you, Josh.
Now I'm pissed.
Now here's the other part.
Oh, wait. I was going to say, wait, my turn. You want to crack a second beer?
Oh, sure.
Get this hellish taste of circus peanut out of my mouth?
Yeah.
All right.
And that other
so
beer
this
wasn't
one,
great.
This one, this is BevMo, and I just picked it because it looked cool, and I like the name, and I let you take it over.
Schneiderweiss.
Right?
Tap 7. Look at that.
German.
Schneider Weiss. It's a German Hefeweizen. It's 5.4% alcohol.
A little better. A little better. A little better than you, Iron Maiden.
Yeah. All right. World famous original wheat ale from Bavaria's oldest wheat beer brewery. Carefully selected ingredients, skilled fermentation in open vessels, as well as fermentation and manufacturing in the bottle, or maturation in the bottle, rather, guarantee the distinctive taste of all this authentic wheat ale. Oh, Bayerisches Bier. It's Bavarian.
He's ready to crack it. Uh-oh. Oh, there you go.
Hand your glass over.
I'm glad the mic's working today.
Yeah, it's lovely.
A little darker than Iron Maiden.
Ooh,
right? It's a little darker. Yeah. Ooh, it's got like a very kind of a like a brown sugary colored head. although it's cloudy, it kind of looks weird, right?
Well, it
looks like dishwater.
It's a wheat beer.
Yeah, it's a wheat beer. But it's like.
Yeah, it kind of
looks
want, like.
You don't want to hold it up to the light, just drink it. All right, you ready?
This is better for a rat skeller.
Oh, wait, smell it first. It smells like roast beef, doesn't it? Does it smell like beef jerky or something?
You're not selling it. Beef jerky time.
Smell it. That's funky. Tastes like gravy.
Tastes like beef and gravy.
Doesn't it? Smell it. It smells like beef jerky.
You're not helping me enjoy it.
I'm telling you, this just smells exactly like beef jerky.
That's swings and misses for you, son.
Not doing good today.
All right, let me get out something to clear.
You know what? I think the circus peanut, that's what threw me off.
Josh. Yeah,
this tastes funky.
I have to qualify this, this selection, because they're not great.
Oh, are these the things?
This is the maple nut goodie.
Yes. You've redeemed yourself.
The maple nut goodie is normally it's Brock's maple nut goodies I got from the Dollar Tree.
And I've never even seen these.
Now, they're meant to be nougat. It's roasted peanuts and crunchy toffee with real maple syrup.
It's like little golf balls.
It's like little pellets of nougat with maple coating on top of them.
Nougat pellets.
And here's the problem with them. They're stale as fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you just opened it up. How do you know? You can tell by the squeezing.
Because the other pack that I opened was stale.
I don't care. I'll try.
So here, let me dump a couple out for you. They're going to be, go judge the taste, not the hardness.
Yeah, these are good.
Pretty great, right?
Yeah, I'm down with these.
I mean, they'll break a tooth.
You know what, though? These definitely fall into the category of old people candy.
Yeah. They're my mom's favorite.
Yep. These are like, you know what they kind of remind me of?
What?
Is there a peanut in there?
Mm-hmm.
It remind me of like those Boston baked beans.
Yeah.
Those little red weird things.
Yeah, it's like a huge Boston baked bean.
You know what I saw today at BevMo that
I completely
forgot about that are amazing, and what? I can't believe I didn't buy them? Beer nuts.
Those aren't good for you.
Why?
Maybe not beer nuts. I don't know what the ingredients are on beer nuts, but some of those salted roasted nuts.
Right.
Laura just gave me shit about them. Apparently,
don't ruin my nut buzz.
Apparently, they're roasted in.
You know how long I've been waiting to say that.
They're roasted in an oil that has like carcinogenic properties.
That might be like the honey roasted one. These ones are old as they've been around for a while.
Like I got a thing of mixed.
And
nuts
I don't think they're
cheese.
Like honey. They're like I think they use like a glazed sugar. Now I'm good.
Aren't these good?
They are good. Yeah, I'm down with these, but these are definitely old people candy. Like Velamins. What? Do we ever talk about old people food? I got a whole list of old people stuff. It's true.
Okay. Well, I turned 50 in less than 2 months.
Yeah.
So it's coming. Yeah, okay, lay on some old people food.
Well, you can join in. I mean, it's not a closed topic. I'm willing to take suggestions, but definitely butter pecan ice cream.
That's great.
Old people food.
I love butter pecan. Old people food. Butter pecan ice cream is fucking awesome.
Okay, first of all, we have to make the those are good.
Yeah.
Why do you think they're hard?
Because they're just stale. There's a freshness guarantee on here, Brox.
Oh, send it back.
Stands behind the quality of this product. We guarantee your satisfaction over replace this product. Oh my God, I just cracked the fucking code.
I would eat.
Please contact us at Brox.com. You go into Dollar Tree and you buy
all of them. Send
and
them
you,
back.
You take a picture of
and even
you
better,
say, I've got
send
500
them
bags.
And send them, go get that box like you send your tools in.
Right.
The one shipping box.
Yes.
And stuff them all in there. Yep. So it's like you get them all, you get 10
for
bucks.
$14. Exactly. I think it probably, by the time you do all that, it probably would have just been the same as going to Walgreens and getting some
I would rather eat an entire bag of super stale, whatever those things are, than a half of a circus peanut. Other old people food is peanut brittle. Right? And I'm going to make, just because it's old people food doesn't mean it's bad, too. Like, I love peanut brittle, but it's an old people food. You weren't ready for that? It's true.
It totally is.
I
hate peanut brittle.
Really?
Peanut brittle, there's no use for it. It's a dentist.
Oh my God. It's almost similar to those maple nut things.
It's just so bland.
No, it isn't.
No, it's just
peanut brittle's awesome.
Peanut brittle is that nasty shit that just sticks in your teeth and peanuts. And they're the cheap, awful peanuts. It's always horseshit.
You know, all right, here's another old people food. Old people food that I think I've eaten like two in my life, and I hated them both times, is those candied apples. The ones, not the caramel apples. That one still falls under a regular food. But the candied ones, they're like the cinnamon sugary. Have you ever had one of those?
I don't think so.
Oh, they're the worst.
What is that?
It's a candy. I think it's called a candied apple. You like dip it.
You dip it in like a candied apple. You dip it in caramel.
No, it's not. It's the same thing as a caramel apple, except instead of caramel, it's like this. It's like this shit. It's like this high fructose corn syrup that's colored red or something like that, and you dip it in, and it creates like a gooey kind of candy. I don't know. They're weird.
No.
Candied apples, old people food. Boston baked beans, old people food. Werther's original, old people food. These are all old people food. And like I said, they don't have to be bad.
It's old people candy.
Well, no. You could... I'll start a list. I'm sure there's some savory ones in there. There's got to be some savory. Let me think about it. I at one point in time, I had a whole list of all the stuff that was old people food. Me and Gina Grad used to talk about old people food all the time. My brother used to point it out too. He'd be like,
okra.
I just had okra last night.
That's an old people food.
That's a southern people.
It is a southern old people food. Hominy.
I think I like hominy. Yeah, that's a southern thing, though.
Well, now hominy is used
in grits.
It's grits, yeah. But it's also isn't it used in menudo as well?
I don't know. Do you remember that band?
Ah, shit.
I'm gonna have some jerky beer. This beer smells like my belt.
trying to think of other.
This isn't a good combination with that candy.
No, it's
either.
Not great. Yeah. Smoked sausage is an old people food.
Smoked salmon. Smoked salmon. Fish. Hey, I just was thinking about this on the way over, and I decided that this is something you need because I can't do it.
What?
So I'm going to buy you one, and we're just going to put it in your backyard. You need a smoker.
A smoker?
Just think all the shit we could smoke. Cheese. Smoke Gouda. We can smoke fish.
Now the smoker, is it? Have you've used one?
No.
Do you know? Is it? Have you done enough research? Is it oppressive to be around?
Yes, that's why we're doing it over here.
Oh, I see. Are my neighbors going to hate me?
Yeah, probably, but that's all right. Okay. I won't be here, so
And how long does it have to smoke?
I don't know. That's up to you. I'm gonna let
is it like for
that.
Weeks?
I'm gonna let you figure that out. I'm just going to bring it over, drop it off, and then drop off like a pound of Gouda every couple weeks.
The neighbors have kids and stuff. You know,
well, that's
turn this into a hazardous.
You know, I have friends back east, a buddy of mine, that he has one that's like the size of a refrigerator. Oh. And I know, but he's got some real estate. You know what I mean? He's got a big backyard and everything. And I remember smelling that, you know, like the like burnt cedar
and resenting
him.
No, I
never smelled his, but I remember smelling it when I was a kid. It's actually it's that good smell, like you smell like when you smell burning leaves. You kind of I love that, the smell of burning leaves. Did they when you were a kid, did they burn them in the street?
Yes,
in the street,
not in the street.
Yeah, we used to burn. They burn them right in the middle of the street, not in the middle, but off to the side.
Really?
Yeah, they'd rake all the leaves off onto the street and make like a pile, and then just throw a match in it and then like walk away.
It's like driving through Escape from New York.
I know. They made it illegal, but yeah.
If I had a junker car, I'd totally drive through that shit.
You know what? Jumping into leaves is overrated. You always got hurt.
Jumping into burning leaves is definitely overrated.
I just remember my like always raking up the leaves, like, yeah, I'm gonna jump in, and I jump in, and I'd be like, that sucked, that hurt.
Yeah, you gotta have grass under you. Easy. Don't do it when the street,
don't
asphalt,
do it in the gravel.
When asphalt is underneath it, not as enjoyable. Definitely not so. Did you have a really leafy? You have big shade trees on your property? Yeah. Did you do a lot of raking of leaves?
Oh, you mean here?
When you were little?
I should have. I didn't. Yeah, my old man did it. But yeah, we had a bunch of we had trees all up and down the street in front of the houses.
We had two huge sugar maples in our backyard. And lots of leaves. And then in the spring, was it the spring or the fall? Spring, fall, can't remember. The propellers.
Oh yeah, I forgot about those things. You throw them up in the air and they spin.
Yeah,
down. Yeah.
Those would
seeds.
Yeah, they would. It was a seed and it had just one, like feather.
Like a wing,
crescent shaped wing. Yeah, it looked like a bug wing.
Yeah,
and it would.
I forgot about.
It would
those.
Float down to the ground. Was that in spring or is that in fall? That would have to be fall, right?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. Well, that's why. Yeah.
No, because in fall, the leaves. It's in spring. Has to be spring.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Were you much of a a tree climber?
I was a clean trimmer.
Tell me more about your clean trimmer.
You know what? I hate dirty trimmers with a passion, almost more than old people.
Couldn't keep me out of a tree when I was a kid.
I lived a sheltered life when I was. My parents were a bit of a fraidy cats a little bit with that kind of stuff, and it was like, you know, what are you, an idiot? We can't afford to go to the hospital, get down here, you know, that kind of thing. So I couldn't do a lot of daredevil-y stuff, and I wasn't allowed to go, you know, until I was, you know, 14 or 15 to go off on my own and ride my bike over to a friend's house and that kind of stuff.
I was a maniac.
Yeah.
We lived on the front of our house was like a huge hill, and my mom, they put a big like bell out in front of the front door, like a bell on a ship.
Oh, like a dinner bell?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Because and when we would have to come home for dinner, my old man would come out and ring the bell, and if we heard the bell, it means wherever we were, we had to come running and come in for dinner.
So it's like being a Trader Joe's.
Yeah, exactly. Or Long John Silver's.
Right.
And I remember my mom told me I would come down and she'd ring the bell and I'd be standing there, and all of a sudden she'd see me at the top of the hill on my big wheel, come flying down the sidewalk, whip it into the driveway, but still have too much speed to stop. So I would just go sideways into the bushes, and the bushes acted like my
backstop.
Yeah, exactly. Like if the bushes weren't there, I just would have kept on going through the yard and like into another street. So that's how I expected to stop, was to wreck into the bushes.
Nice. By the way, speaking of wrecks and racing, did you watch the Indy 500?
No.
See, I'm from Indianapolis.
Did it happen last week?
It happened last Sunday. It always happens on the Sunday of Memorial Day, unless it's rained out, then it happens on the next day. Another one of these.
Those aren't bad.
They're not bad. Even stale.
I wonder if you could you heat them up?
Or you and think make them more out? Fresh?
I don't know. Well, I suppose steam it. Them.
What was I going to say?
Indianapolis 500.
Do you want some kale chips?
Right now?
Yeah. Laura just texted me.
Yeah. Okay. Call her. We're getting kale chips, people.
Yes, bring out. Josh, could you unlock the door over there?
Yes, hold on.
Kale chips. I believe they're kale. It's kale from our garden. May not be. Maybe.
And I have to compliment you on your garden. It's looking pretty sweet.
Hey, thanks, man.
He texted me pictures of, what would you call those, zucchini fritters?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Sorry, I'm eating a maple nut goodie.
Professionals. We're professionals here.
That is so good. You want another shirt?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Yeah. So, fresh from the garden, I go out there and I pick three zucchini. Zucchinis?
Zucchini.
Zooks.
Did you pick a pride of zucchinis?
Zooks. A pod. A murder of zucchinis. And I take those and I shred them.
Right.
Right? On a grater. Uh-huh. I grate them. And I have those. And then I follow that recipe that you gave me. There's a half cup of it's mozzarella.
Like almond. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Two eggs, half cup of flour, and a half teaspoon of look at this.
I thought Josh had to try.
I'm super excited.
Didn't eat most of them,
and these are all homemade?
Homemade.
And from your garden?
Homemade, not from the garden.
Oh, not from the garden.
You want to say hi? No?
No. Well thank you.
And have a little girl.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, thanks for the this is out of our garden?
No.
Oh.
Oh, that's nice. That's good. Well, is it Parmesan? There's something else in there too.
It's
these are good.
Little zucchini chips?
Yep. I'm down with those.
No, these are good. Here you go. You can have the rest.
Now what is that, like a whole thing of kale? do they shrink up real quick?
The stuff on top is not Parmesan. It's wheat germ, I believe.
Well then. I think it's the first time I've ever had wheat germ too. Are you serious? What's wheat germ?
Yeah, I believe that's right. Is it wheat germ?
It's not bad. I would say if you had told me that by the end of this podcast you'd be eating kale with wheat germ, I'd be like,
I would have said you're full of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me see if I can get an answer.
You just said
that
you're going to have a circus peanut and some wheat germ. I'd been like, get me the hell out of here.
Hello.
Hi. Honey.
Yeah.
What gives it the nutty cheesy taste?
Well, it's what I like to call cheese with a Z.
Shiz.
It's actually nutritional yeast, which is very healthy. It's rich in B vitamins, especially good for vegetarians who don't get a lot of B vitamins from meat and stuff.
Where do you get it?
Anywhere. Ralph's.
Oh, really?
Ralph's, yeah, anywhere. And it's yummy, right?
I mean, yeah, it's good. I thought it was cheese.
Yeah. There you go.
Andy said it was wheat germ.
Wheat germ?
How silly of me.
Nutritional
yeast. Pox upon me for
a
lout.
Chi with a Z.
Hey, honey, I'm sorry. I don't know where my manners were when you were out here. Would you like a circus peanut?
or a bag of them?
I'm good, thanks.
Hey, I also got... I got Brock's maple nut goodies.
Stale.
No. I hate when they break your teeth.
Yeah, they're stale as rocks.
Hey, can you think of an old people food?
An old prunes?
That is.
Yeah, I guess that falls in the old people.
Food.
Yeah, exactly. That is the old people food.
name some of the other ones for her.
Was it butter pecan ice cream? That's an old people food.
That's my favorite.
Andy's favorite.
What'd you say?
Andy's favorite.
Yeah. Peanut brittle.
Really?
Yeah, that's an old.
I would think that would not be good for old people.
They got false teeth. They don't care.
They've been through hard times. They went through. They lived through World War II. They eat peanut brittle. It's no big deal to them. They look rocks. They're the greatest generation. They're not afraid of no peanut brittle.
Oh, poop. I'm sweating. All right, honey. Thank you for the chips.
Thank you for the healthy snack.
You're welcome, Josh. If you don't like them, you can.
No, I do like them.
He's picking the bowl clean.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
So what did you say again? What is it? Yeast.
Nutritional yeast. I'll stick with my maple.
The first album by Joshua Flicker. Nutritional yeast.
Nutritional yeast.
An album of spoken word.
This beer's schlowed better than the other one.
I'll tell you what. You think it's better than the other one?
Yeah.
Nah. Tastes like a shoe.
Well, I think that it also, the glass was
like
flavored.
A sweaty shoe. This is like my sweaty, it's like my shoe that I wore to church. like a leathery, it just smells like a lot of wrong things. It smells like sweat and meat. Meat sweat.
Oh, heavens. Did you get this at the corner?
Where? No, I got this at BevMo.
Oh, okay.
Beer selection. I was overwhelmed.
Really?
What
did you get for your own enjoyment?
Gatorade. No, I got that for. That's the only reason I went there, is to get the Iron Maiden beer.
Oh, nice. Yeah. All right. I need to go back to Total Wine and More.
I think it's the same thing.
It isn't.
Why?
I think Total Wine and More has more.
Totally.
BevMo has Mo, but Total Wine and More.
All right, right. I'm going to tell you the ultimate dad joke that I did. So we went to we got, you know, we had to get some stuff for Hammy the hamster, who had a jailbreak last week.
Really? Yeah. I told you.
No, but she got out of her ball. They got one of those little balls.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You put them in the ball. And
yeah,
then
and it's just running around the dining room, and I come walking past, and I look over, and the lid had popped off, and Hammy's like a foot away, and we're both just staring at each other, and I'm like, holy shit, what do I do? And because she bit me. And
oh, God.
You
have a tetanus shot?
No, it wasn't that bad. It was just like a nibble.
Okay.
But those things jump. Like, you try to pick them up, and she didn't like being picked up. I mean, they leave frogs.
They're rodents.
Yeah. So Cindy, I screamed like a cheerleader. I was like, yeah! And Cindy picked it. My wife came over and picked it up. Anyway, so we went to Petco, and as we were walking out, I said, hey, Owen, because he wanted to go home. And I'm like, we're going to go to the store over here. He goes, okay, what's it called? And I said, well, we just came from Petco, and you know what that place is. And he's like, what? I'm like, it's where the pets go. So we're going to BevMo, and that's where the BevMo's. And I thought that was super funny. And he looked at me a little confused.
Kind of like I am right now.
He just looked at me and kept on walking. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, Dad.
That's about what that deserves.
You're getting old, Dad. How's the peanut brittle?
It's really good. Hey, how's your workbench?
Awesome.
Have you worked on anything?
No, I haven't. it holds a mean cup. You can put a cup on top of it. I haven't had any opportunity to.
So it's like a table that can hold an actual cup.
I'm gonna sharpen some of my knives today. And
now, do you have a knife sharpener?
Yes,
you do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a really good. A knife sharpener is a pretty awesome thing to have.
It is. I have one.
Yeah. I think that's a sign that you're an adult.
It's like a old person food.
Well, I mean, no, I think it means like that. If you have a knife sharpener in your house, you're in the adulting part of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? There's no like raging 23-year-old
sharpening
taking
knives.
Ecstasy.
No.
You know what I mean?
They have a devil may care attitude.
Right.
They're not. They
don't care. Throw them in the garbage.
Yeah.
But now that when you kind of hit that, there's. I wonder if that's like a mark in your life is when you purchase that or gifted. Mine was gifted to me. That means you're an adult.
I don't know.
That means I trust you enough to sharpen your own knives.
Well, let me ask you a question. I have lust for my next purchase in my
arsenal.
in my workshop. Well, okay. There's one thing I need. I got to get that shed built.
Yeah.
And I'm going to need to buy... I have a battery-powered, a rechargeable circular saw that came with it, one of those cheap, you know, Ryobi or whatever.
Right.
But I'm going to need a skill saw to do a job like that.
Oh, real quick.
Yeah.
Remember where you're going. I just popped in my head. Somebody wrote in. Remember when we were talking about how I was going to build, how I bought the wood and the guy cut it and he put a mark on the wood?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wrote in and told me why they do that.
Why is it?
Because...
The V...
Yeah, well, he said what they do is they do a tick on one side of the wood, so they cut on that side of the line because when the
width of the blade
is an eighth of an inch thick, so it removes that amount of measurement from the board.
I see.
And he wrote in, and it all clicked because all the wood that I'd bought, like when I cut certain lengths of it off, that was used for something else, and it was minutely
shorter.
Yes. Exactly. And I was like, I know I cut these right. Why are they all short? And then as soon as I read that, I was like, that I did cut them right, and it's just that's why they're an eighth of an inch off.
I see.
But go ahead. Sorry, I thought
I forget what I was saying.
You're gonna have a new circular saw. You were thinking about getting
it. Oh, I need one of those. Yeah, to do the shed. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of cutting and a lot of cutting of panels and doing that with batteries. It would take all fucking day. so I need one of those, but I need a grinder.
A bench grinder?
A bench grinder. I need a bench grinder with an emery wheel.
Yeah.
You can change the wheels, can't you? Sharpening knives and those kinds of things, grinding things down. Yeah, you can change the wheels. And I need one with a wire brush to neaten up rusty tools and so forth and take the, put a little patina back on.
I think that's the main two things that you'd want to use.
It is. Right. You can have a buffing brush if you'd like, that kind of thing.
Now, do they have two wheels on them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Generally, yeah.
All right. Maybe you can help me out because I'm in a dilemma here for Father's Day. I've decided that I need all new power tools now that I have a tool bench.
Yeah.
And I need... I'm not sure which first thing to ask for.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
I need a good cordless drill.
Yes.
And a good cordless screwdriver.
Okay. Here's what you want. I'll tell you exactly.
Which one do I choose?
I'll tell you what you want. You need both. What you want is a drill, a cordless drill, right? And get one with the 18 volts.
Okay.
Right? The Ryobi gets I don't think everybody's up on it, but it's pretty reasonably priced. And you know, it gets the job done.
Why 18 volts? Cause
it just has more power. Right. Yeah, and they got batteries now that was the plus one batteries.
I want to get one of those ones that's like a system where you can use that battery for
exactly,
other things.
Exactly. And when they improve the battery technology, you get the new batteries and you slap them in your old shit and it just runs better.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
I didn't know that. I thought that they'd be like one of those things where they get a new battery and it's like, well, no, you need to get all new tools.
No, it's all backwards compatible and it makes
sense. I was thinking I will use the screwdriver more.
Well, here's the thing. What you should do, instead of getting a screwdriver... You want more? You don't want more?
Yeah, I'll drink.
Instead of getting a screwdriver, get yourself the drill and get an impact driver. Because the impact driver makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah,
you've got a screw that you can't drive into a stud or whatever. You get to a point and the cordless screwdriver, it's just gonna start spinning and turn out the grip after a while.
But I think I'm going to be using the screwdriver more for things like putting, like furniture and shit together.
That's fine.
Right. Well, I don't want a big drill.
And for that matter, your drill will take care of that.
Yeah. I don't need a jet engine to.
I'm telling you, it's a waste of money to spend money on a cordless screwdriver.
No.
Yes.
Cordless screwdrivers are amazing.
No. Because you can do everything that you can do with that.
Bulky, though. If you're putting little stuff together, I don't need a giant drill.
No, but if you're putting stuff together like that, you want something that the battery won't go down on after.
I want something that's gonna screw smoothly. I just said that, but like that, the drill is one speed. I don't have to be like like I'm changing tires at the Indianapolis 500.
I'm telling you, I'm giving you counsel.
How do you feel about IKEA? Do you like
IKEA? In general?
Yeah. I'm down with IKEA.
Yeah,
they get a bad rap
for certain stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't say all their stuff's great. You got to know what you're getting. If it's particle board, then you got to expect that it's going to be crappy.
And I think they've got some stuff that's nicer than other stuff.
Have you been to the one in Burbank that has every single thing that they carry?
No, not yet.
It's pretty cool.
If they
sell it, that's its claim to fame. It's only like one of two.
There are certain things that are. excellent at IKEA. Number one, if you have a, like, let's say you and Cindy move into a four-bedroom house.
All right.
And suddenly, well, crap, we need to, you know, make up an extra bedroom with shit.
Yeah.
To be able to buy a bed for $250.
All right.
And, you know, bed and box spring and you know, then a side table for 50. Right. And that,
yeah.
You know, to be able to furnish something, if you're a bachelor, to be able to, you know, furnish yeah. a house on the cheap,
if you're
it's great for
if that. You're first, like, moving out of your parents' house yes. or college, it's a, you know what's great? It's a great place to start a kitchen. Like, go in there mm-hmm. and get everything you need to have a kitchen.
Sure.
I always look through those sections and be like, I need a new spatula. These are great. Let's grab a new spatula.
A lot of it's cheap bullshit. Yeah, but yeah. yeah, it's great. And then other things like, you know, craft things. Like, if you're, I remember when we got married, we wanted to have hurricane lamps, you know, lighting the way down the aisle. And, you know, you try to buy stuff like that at, you know, Cost Plus or whatever, and it gets really expensive.
Right.
But you go in there, and they've got these huge 3-foot-tall, you know, foot-wide hurricane, you know, vases, and they're, you know, $8 each.
Right.
And you can really stock right. up on those kinds of things.
Have you ever had the meatballs?
No.
Either have I. Somebody, no. People keep telling me I've got to
eat the soft serve ice cream, absolutely. It's $1.
Had, Owen gets that. I don't get that.
It's great.
Oh, yeah,
God,
I love it. The other thing great about the one in Burbank is it's got like a little, I don't want to say deli section, but it's got like a little food section that is like Swedish food.
Wow.
And, and you can get, like, they have a
your tray own, full of Swedish fish?
They have a candy section there that has like all these
useless,
goofy.
That's a useless fucking candy, by
what?
The way. Swedish fish.
How dare you? The Swedish fish are amazing. They brought a whole genre of candy.
Here, into have another circus piece.
Without Swedish fish, we wouldn't have gummy worms. We wouldn't have gummy bears. We wouldn't have Sour Patch Kids. It all came from the Swedish fish.
Don't need any of it.
Love them.
Don't need
I don't love know. Swedish.
Another thing that IKEA is good for, lighting, like desk lighting,
yeah.
desk and overhead right. lighting, that
picture,
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, another great thing, picture frames.
Picture frames.
We have, picture frames aren't cheap.
No, they're not. We've got 50 IKEA picture yep. frames in our house, easily. Yep. Yeah, that's another. These four bookcases to your right.
Yes.
These are the Billy bookcases.
The Billy bookcases?
The Billy bookcase.
What flavor is a fish?
A Swedish fish?
Yeah.
They're cherry, aren't they?
I don't know.
I think they're cherry.
I don't think. I think it's its own flavor. I think it's literally fish, Swedish fish flavor.
Fish flavor? That doesn't sound appetizing at all.
yeah.
Excuse me. The IKEA. Problem that I have with IKEA.
Okay.
And I have not been in the new IKEA, but I can only imagine that it follows the mold of the old IKEA in Burbank. It is like trying to walk through the inside of a waterbed. There are baffles everywhere. You can't just fucking walk in the front door straight through the place. I want to buy something that's right by the cash
yeah,
register.
You can. There's cheater moves. There's like hacks.
I don't. I can't
look,
be bothered.
If you look for little things, you can cut right through.
Fuck.
But you don't know. You know what's great? It's the simplest thing, but I just love it. It's the stupid little light, the arrow light on the ground.
The arrow light?
You ever seen that?
No.
Okay, you know how there's the path that weaves its way through, you know
yeah.
what I mean? And they put lights up on the ceiling
that
shine an arrow down to show you which way to
all
go.
Right.
And when the first time I saw it, I'm like, now that is super smart. Whoever thought of that, he's A-plus in my book.
That desk in the corner is IKEA.
The one that's covered with the... I didn't even know that was a desk.
Oh, yeah. We have a table outside.
We're going to go, after this, we're going to go get a look for a dresser for Owen.
Nice.
So we can put hammy on top of it.
I took, I got to eat this. It's so good.
Why don't you like, I don't even like Swedish fish. This bothered me for real.
Swedish fish suck.
Why?
It just does.
Is it the texture? Or kind is
of.
It the flavor?
Well, if it has gelatin in it, for one thing, it's made out of cow bone.
So, people eat bone marrow all the time.
In their candy?
I don't care. Bone, whatever. Who cares?
For Christmas one year.
Okay.
did
you choke on a Swedish fish or something one time?
Santa.
All right.
Took a...
dump on your floor. Sorry.
about done. Santa took a IKEA side table with a pull-out drawer, and he modified it, put hinges on it, so it didn't pull out like a drawer.
Yeah.
It pulled down and opened like an oven. And it had a window in the front of the thing. So he turned that into a stove and put a back panel in the back with a little shelf on top of it and painted burners on the top of it and put knobs, like drawer pulls, on the front for the knob controls.
Nice.
He did all that for Silas.
That's awesome.
And made a cool little... And then he also took a little battery holder from... Radio Shack and made a light on the inside with a button on the outside so you could light up inside the oven.
Right.
And so it was this little easy bake oven kind of thing.
Never even thought about that.
An IKEA hack. There's a website about IKEA hacks.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. You got to go to IKEA hacks. They make all kinds of stuff. Workbenches.
I
could have bought a workbench there, just a table you could have bought, and then, you know, put the a couple of hacks on it, you know, the backboard and so forth, and built it out. There's so many things.
I had a friend who had this vintage. It was awesome. It was just a coffee table, right? Only like maybe 2 foot high off the ground, not that big of a deal, vintage-looking coffee table. But if you lifted the lid off, underneath the table was a craps table.
Mm.
So you could like just take the lid right off and then just get a craps game going on right in your living room. It was pretty awesome.
That was an IKEA thing?
No. You could probably build one.
No.
Me and my buddy built a craps table one time.
Really?
Yeah. Do you like craps?
I don't know how to play.
It's super simple. It's just basically putting your money in saying, is he going to roll a 7 or is he going to roll a 6? Is it going to be hard? You know what I mean? It's super easy to learn. It's just understanding what the bets do.
Right.
Like I think if it's a red color, that means it only that red. I could be wrong, but I think if it's a red color, that bet only lasts for that roll.
Mm.
But I think if it's a yellow color, you put that money on the yellow and either he craps out or that action that you bet on happens. And then you win, and then there's odds on that. It's like 7-1 or something like that.
I'm already confused.
Okay, never mind. I'll stop talking. Good kale chips.
You'll teach me sometime?
Yeah. Kale germs or weed germs. Great stuff.
It'd be nice.
This is a strange...
podcast?
Yeah.
It went everywhere, didn't it?
Yeah.
That's kind of what we do.
I'm bringing some Swedish fish in here. You don't... what about the different colored ones?
No.
Just all of them. What about gummy bears? You got a problem with gummy bears?
No, I like gummy bears okay. It's not my go-to. It's not something I would seek out. Especially gummy worms and shit. And the Sour Patch stuff.
What about those peach things? Those peach rings and they have like the sour apple
rings.
Oh,
no. No, why would you do that?
I don't know.
That's the least enjoyable candy.
Are those old people candy?
No.
No, yeah, you're right.
Our kids.
Yeah.
Owen
likes that crap.
Silas will go to, Yogurt Land or whatever. Right. And the only reason he wants to go to Yogurt Land, he couldn't give a flip about yogurt. He wants gummy worms and shit on his thing.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Owen does the same thing. He puts a shitload of gummy bears on it, right? Then when I tried it one time, right? Those things turn into like rocks because they freeze inside the frozen yogurt. And you're like, great, I'm eating... Yeah, shotgun pellets.
I remember, who was it? Somebody gave my mom, when I was, probably 12, a big container of gummy dots. You know, like the little tiny, like gumdrop
shaped. I know what they're called, but they're the small, super hard ones.
They were so goddamn hard.
You can buy them in movie theaters.
They broke my teeth.
Jujubes.
Jujubes?
Yeah, they're called Jujubes.
I almost broke my fucking teeth on those.
My mom loves those. I remember one time she's like, try these. I was like,
they lasted forever.
This is just like eating rocks. Yeah, it's sugar rocks.
That's kind of candy. That's good, you know.
All right, I've thought of another old people food. You ready?
What is it?
The chunky candy bar. Remember that thing? It's just a square. Yeah, there was like one with raisins and the one with nuts. Old people food.
If you have any old people foods you want to share with
us, let me know.
You can share those on Your Artificial Friends on Facebook.com, or you can reach Josh directly.
At joshuajfligger@gmail.com. And I'm getting your emails, people. Keep them coming.
Nice. I'm on Twitter at Andy_Chanley, and now on Instagram at Andy Chanley.
You did it? Oh, yeah, you did it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I did I'm not going to do it. Yeah.
Need to take pictures of stuff.
We need Larry and Josh.
I'm Josh.
Yeah, you're Josh.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't need you so much. We need Larry and Sam.
Good old Sam and Larry.
We need them to come around one of these days. And we also need to do what we promised. We need to go to.
We're doing a live show?
We need to.
Should do a live show.
That'd be fun. Do that. And we need to go to the Dollar Tree, each of us independently, with $5. And come in and see who's got the most impressive haul.
I'm down with that. And, but I think for a live show, we should just go to a park, get like a bouncy house, just like one of those birthday parties, and just grill on one of those. Everybody bring their own meat.
We'll like
just,
it's somebody's quinceañera? Yeah,
exactly. Just give a date and a time, show up, bring your own meat, we'll grill it there. Just have a, get a party ball, get the badminton out.
I love it.
All right.
Fantastic.
Good idea.
When the people that you know don't like you,
key change,
and your treasured friendships end.
No capo this time.
Tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
That was right in my wheelhouse.
Thanks,
I'm
man.
A baritone.
Oh, you were talking about yourself. I thought you were complimenting me. You were baritone. Just talking about yourself.
No, I wouldn't compliment you.
You sure you don't want another circus peanut?
No, I'm good. This beer is shitty.